Good morning, church. Hope you're having a good day on this last day of April. It looks like it's a beautiful day. It's not as beautiful as it has been the last few weeks. I'm looking out our window of our flat across the water over to the island, and it looks pretty nice. It's kind of cloudy today. It's mild though, and we've had some beautiful weather the last few weeks. So I guess we can't complain. But today's beautiful anyway. It's anytime it's not raining. Well, even when it's raining, it's beautiful here. But we've had a good day so far. It's about lunchtime on Thursday, and Tasha and I got back a little while ago from taking meals over to the food bank. We took over some spaghetti bolognese and some macaroni and cheese this morning, and we've enjoyed working with the volunteers at the food bank, and are really appreciative of the good work that they do. It's been a good week. Otherwise, we had a good Big Faith Bible study on Sunday night. Had a good turnout, a lot of good discussion about Timothy, and then a good prayer meeting yesterday morning. It's a challenge, and it's interesting using all this technology. Doing the Zoom meeting for your Bible study and your prayer meeting, but I think we're getting the hang of it. Our audio is improving, and we're able to discuss, and people are, I think people are appreciating it. I know that Pastor Tasha and I really appreciate the chance to see each one of you and to interact with you. It's almost like being in person, and we appreciate when we see some of you out on our walks. We saw several people this week, and you know, it's hard not to gather. It's hard to follow the rules about social distancing and not talking too long. But we're enduring. We're doing all right. I think we're all doing okay. And pretty soon this will be past us. This Sunday we'll be continuing our sermon series on the book of Philippians. And Pastor Tasha will be bringing us a message from the second chapter of Philippians, the first part of it. We looked at the second part of the second chapter last week when we looked at Timothy, but she'll be bringing a message on the first part, that kenosis hymn and all of that that Paul goes into in the second part there, second chapter there. But anyway, to cut to the chase, Pastor Tasha and I, this month, during the month of May, will be doing what's called the Thought for the Week for the local newspaper, the Largs and Millport News. Each Friday, there is a Thought for the Week by one of the local ministers, and this month is our month. So next Friday will be the first of our Thought for the Weeks, and I submitted it today. You have to submit it a week in advance. So I submitted it today, and it occurred to me, I thought that maybe since you all who listen to these messages and to our sermons and who are part of our church family are sort of the inner circle, I thought I'd give you a sneak peek at the Thought for the Week next week. And so even though it's still just April, this is written to be part of the newspaper next Friday. So if the timing is off just a little bit, you'll understand. But I thought I'd just read it to you, and I hope you like it. We've now entered a new month in the seemingly endless monotony of the coronavirus lockdown of 2020. And it's becoming common to hear about folks who, knowing or unknowingly, act in opposition to the recommendations of our public health authorities. I've also seen in the news from the U.S. where some people are loudly and publicly protesting the restrictions on their activities and calling for their states to be liberated. I surely understand the frustration and the disappointment that comes from the inability to socialize, to take a holiday, to visit friends and neighbors, even to get a haircut. These are legitimate desires and concerns. But this May morning, I'm reminded of a preacher from the deep American South and the story he told me about a visit he made to a dear elderly lady in his congregation who had been hospitalized with the flu. Now, there was nothing unusual about this visit except that on this particular day, the preacher had not eaten his lunch yet, and it was already mid-afternoon when he stood at a safe distance by this lady's bedside and spoke with her. And as they spoke about how she and her family were doing and how her faith was holding up, and the preacher noticed a bowl of peanuts on the bedside table. It didn't look like it had been touched at all, and since it was full and he was hungry, the preacher helped himself to a few nuts. The conversation continued, and every now and then the preacher would reach for more peanuts, just a few at a time. But by the time their conversation had ended and the preacher had prayed a prayer with this dear lady, the bowl was empty. "I'm so sorry, sister," the preacher said. "I've eaten all your peanuts." "That's all right, preacher," she said. "I don't like peanuts." "Oh, that's good then," said the preacher. And the dear lady said, "That's why I already sucked all the chocolate off of them." Now, the preacher's need was legitimate and understandable. He was hungry, and he didn't see the harm in what he was doing. But I imagine that in retrospect, he wishes he'd gotten a little more information before he acted, and that he'd been patient and waited to satisfy his appetite rather than reaching for something that he would regret. I think there's a lesson there for all of us.